This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dwight Ringer, please note the following medical letter, period. Dwight is D-W-I-G-H-T, Ringer, R-I-N-G-E-R, period. The patient was seen by me on October 24th, 2023, for an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 77-year-old male who was involved in a fall injury on or about December 7th, 2022, at the Crystal Banquet Center in Plymouth, Indiana, period. This was at a church banquet when the outside lights were not on. And as the patient went to his car, he missed the curb and fell forward, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury, period. The patient landed on his right shoulder, period. He had immediate pain in his right shoulder, comma, right arm, comma, and right knee with bruises, period. Despite adequate treatment and surgery, he is still having pain and diminished range of motion of the right shoulder, period. New paragraph. His right shoulder pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs 2 hours per day on the average, period. It is worse with activity, period. It is a burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day to 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 4 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating other than occasionally down to his upper arm, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day he was seen in the emergency room at St. Joe Hospital in Plymouth, Indiana, period. He was treated and released. He had x-rays and was referred to orthopedics, period. He saw an orthopedic specialist approximately 5 days later at South Bend Orthopedics, period. He had an MRI, period. He was told that he had a torn rotator cuff and was scheduled for surgery on or about January 20th of 2023 at the Allied Surgery Center in South Bend, period. He was followed up with physical therapy. He was also given a mechanical chair and physical therapy, period. He had an infection and was admitted to the hospital for a second surgery to clean out the infection and remove the hardware, period. He was advised that a third surgery would not be advisable due to his past infection history, period. He was given more physical therapy and was seen by an infectious disease doctor. He was given infusions of antibiotics for 6 weeks and then followed up with more physical therapy, period. He has had frequent follow-ups, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient is having problems with golfing, comma, washing his back, comma, combing his hair, comma, lifting with his arm over 5 pounds, comma, hanging up his clothes and reaching above his head, comma, lifting a glass of water, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph, medications denies. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, stretching exercises, comma, and gym activities with exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals 2 surgeries of the right shoulder for this fall injury, period. He has had bilateral knee replacement, gallbladder surgery, skin cancer, a fractured left ankle repair approximately 50 years ago, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history revealed the patient never injured his right shoulder in the past, period. He did fall after his knee surgery in a parking lot and only skinned his left elbow, period. He was seen in the emergency room for this one time only without permanency, period. The patient has not had any major automobile accidents, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. 50 years ago, he fractured his left ankle falling downstairs without permanency, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a retired plumber, period. New paragraph, I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room records in St. Joe, December 7th, 2022, states 76-year-old male who presented to the emergency room department for evaluation after an accidental fall, period. Reports he was walking in a dark parking lot and tripped on a curb, period. Fell on his right side, period. He reports right knee injury and right shoulder pain, period. They documented several abnormalities to the right knee and right shoulder. They state he is stable for outpatient follow-up with orthopedic surgery, period. Clinical impression, one, is strain of the right shoulder, two, acute pain of the right shoulder, three, contusion of the right knee, four, accidental fall involving sidewalk curb, period. They did x-rays of the shoulder, which was negative for fracture. X-rays of the knee were negative for fracture, period. Admission discharge note from St. Joe Medical Surgical Unit, April 22nd, 2023. States infusion completed, PICC line flushed, and normal saline and removed at this time, period. Admission discharge record, St. Vincent's Orthopedics Unit, March 10th, 2023. He had an arthroscopic massive rotator cuff repair done by myself approximately 7 weeks ago, period. He presents with what looks like a stitch abscess over one of his small pericutaneous anchor placement incisions, period. Thorough debridement was performed, period. Notes from St. Joe Orthopedic, March 10th, 2023. Assessment is traumatic rupture of rotator cuff. The patient is 5 weeks, 6 days, status post right shoulder, manipulation under anesthesia with arthroscopically assisted repair of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, extensive debridement, and subacromial decompression. Date of service, January 20th, 2023, period. He did present today with focal pericutaneous pustule over the anterior lateral portal, period. Progress note from South Bend Orthopedics, June 16th, 2023. Arrived with pain today, period. His shoulder has been popping lately, period. He will be discharged this date, period. Another note from South Bend Orthopedics, MRI, December 16th, 2022, state right shoulder MRI demonstrates full thickness tear of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons, period. Low-grade partial thickness tear of the superior aspect of the subscapularis tendon, period. Encounter note, South Bend Orthopedics, January 31st, 2023. State 1 week and 4 days from right shoulder manipulation under anesthesia and arthroscopically assisted repair of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, extensive debridement and subacromial decompression on January 20th, 2023, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall of December 7th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, today's date, ENT examination was negative, pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period, extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed multiple surgical scars from scoping involving the right shoulder due to this fall injury, period. There are unrelated scars involving the bilateral elbows and bilateral knees, period. Examination of the cervical spine was unremarkable, period. Thyroid exam was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the left shoulder was normal, period. Examination of the right shoulder was abnormal, period. There was diminished range of motion of the right shoulder with flexion diminished by 34 degrees, comma. Abduction, ABD, abduction diminished by 46 degrees, comma. Adduction, ADD, adduction diminished by 18 degrees, comma. Internal rotation diminished by 26 degrees, comma. And external rotation diminished by 34 degrees, period. There was diminished strength noted in the right shoulder, period. There was 10% swelling of the right shoulder, period. There was heat and tenderness, as well as crepitance of the right shoulder, period. Examination of the lower extremities revealed normal left knee, period. There was mild swelling of the right knee with full range of motion, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by me, Dr. Mandel, are number one, right shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, torn rotator cuff with surgeries times two of the supra and infra spinatus due to traumatic rupture of the rotator cuff complicated by infection, period. Number two, right knee trauma and contusions resolved, period. The above two diagnoses are caused by the fall of December 7th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the right shoulder, utilizing Table 15-5. The patient qualifies for 10% upper extremity impairment on the right, which converts to a 6% whole body impairment utilizing Table 16-11, period. The basis for this 6% impairment rating is strictly and totally this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following. Ongoing over-the-counter medications would cost approximately $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in his shoulder will cost approximately $2,000, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.